Welcome once again to the Richmond Road Baptist Church, and we're coming to you on Wednesday night, and this will be our Bible study. We've been going through the Bible for some time, and we're moving right along. We left off, I don't think we finished every bit of chapter 2, did we? I don't think so. We got about... Yeah, somewhere's 11 or 12 there. Yeah, okay. Verse 11 of chapter 2 of 2 Peter. Whereas angels which are greater in power and might bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. Well, that was even the devil. So what he's talking about, we need to be careful how we talk. And that's me. I get so upset with them, you know, but I need to be careful how I talk. I'm not going to stop telling the truth about them. But these, as natural brute beasts, these people who are not afraid to speak evil of dignity, started in verse 10. Now that's who he's talking about here. He's saying these people who are so undisciplined, uncontrolled, unrestrained that they'll do or say anything, these as natural brute beasts, they're not animals, but they're acting like it. Wild animals made to be taken and destroyed. Well, when you take any animal that goes wild, and they do, they have to be disposed of. You can't handle them. They've got to be shot and put out of everybody's misery. You take a bull that goes wild. But what are you going to hold it with? You think these fences we've got would hold one if he didn't want to stay there? And what would they do when they jump, they've gone wild? You got to shoot them. You take a dog that goes rabid, rabies, shoot them. And these people are at, boy, do you think the Apostle Peter had seen what was going on in the streets of St. Louis and Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, Seattle, Portland? Look at those people. Look what they did. And I think they're still doing it out there because those people are too stupid to do anything to stop them. They're so democratized. They won't do anything. They speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. That's their ultimate end. And shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to ride in the daytime. Continuing on in that theme of they have no control, no restraint. They'll say and do anything. It's all over now. It's all over. There's no restraint out there. And I really believe that when the Bible talks about the Holy Spirit being withdrawn, that's what's going on. There's no restraint. The restraint of the Holy Spirit is fast leaving our world. Doesn't mean there's no more Holy Spirit. It means the Holy Spirit in that capacity of restraining sin in the world. Well, when there's no... Can you imagine? We talked about hell Sunday. Can you imagine when God, at the white throne judgment, casts them into the lake of fire, that they'll be there forever, and there is absolutely no restraint, and they will sin... You can't imagine what it'll be. I can't. So unrestrained, and that's what we have nowadays. People will do anything. We noticed on an advertisement for Lifetime, there was a time that we thought we could watch Lifetime movies and not have to be worried about what you'll see and hear. Now they got two men kissing on the mouth. And what's the other one?
Hallmark.
And one of them got two women kissing on the mouth. You've got a commercial coming up. It's already out overseas of Ronald McDonald and the Burger King King kissing on the mouth. You've got Disney cartoons. They're brashly, boldly, unrestrainedly promoting homosexual behavior. Now, there are other sins other than homosexuality. But the Bible does say that that's a sin that's against nature.
Amen.
It's against the natural order of things. Adultery, male-female adultery, is not against nature. It's the normal state of affairs. It's just the wrong people. It's supposed between two married people, a man and woman that's married to each other. So, but there's no restraint. If you want to do it, do it. That's what's on the menu today. If you want to do it, nobody has a right to restrain you. Joe Biden said, this has been just, when was the last time he was out of his hole? It wasn't too awful long ago. And he said something about 8-9-year-old kids that want to have a sex change. They ought not to be denied it. That lecherous old man, what's he saying that for? Get votes, that's all. He knows better than that. A kid has no right to make a decision about something that's going to affect their whole life. We don't let them make decisions about anything else. What if an 8-year-old comes in and says, Dad, I don't want to go to school no more. Okay, hon, if that's what you want, that's what we'll. You wouldn't think about that. Well, no, you're going to school. You have to go to school, and we've made laws to that. Now we're making laws that you can't stop them from doing something that's going to be irreversible. And the fact is, there's many of those people that have done that, girls trying to become boys and boys trying to become girls, who've had the surgery, and it can't be reversed. And they end up doing that. Anyway, spots they are, and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you. See, there you go, mingling, Brother Tim, mingling. The Israelites mingled with the Canaanites. They mingled. That's what that means. They mingled. And you know what? If you decide you want to, these things used to be under discussion years ago. Of course, I was young, and everybody was young. Should you go into a beer joint? I guess they've still got them. Where you go in and you got a pool table and everybody's smoking cigars and drinking beer. And they stay there till they get drunk. Should you go in there and witness to somebody? I've always said you're wasting your time. Have you ever talked to a drunk? And when they sobered up, did they remember what you talked about? Why, no. So I say I'm going to go into a beer joint and tell everybody, shut up, I'm going to preach. Well, if they don't knock your block off, they're not going to shut up. And what you're going to do is, if you're serious, you're going to cast your pearl before the swine. Not that you're too good, but how foolish is that? You can't talk sense to somebody that's out of their mind. You can't talk sense to an hysterical person. You can't talk sense to them. There's lots of people, and they got psychoses. Well, you can't talk sense to them. Well, how are you going to witness to them? See, the Lord gets to your heart through your head. And you got to have enough head to understand what's being said there. But then there's them. I can tell you some of them did that. I went to so-and-so and I talked to so-and-so and he made a profession of faith right there. Hey, no telling what he made. I mean, men that ought to know better did that. Amen. Well, here's what he says, and here they are. They're mingling with you while deceiving their own, sporting themselves with their own deceiving while they feast with you. Having eyes full of adultery and that cannot cease from sin. That's what their hearts are turned to. Beguiling unstable souls. Somebody that's unstable, weak in the faith, may think that they can act like that. And heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children. Well, covetous practices, that's going after the books, however you go after them. Now, I don't know which one's which. You've got Google, I think, is the wealthiest corporation in existence on the planet. I think that's the one. And right close to it is Facebook. And then you've got Twitter and those others. But those three guys at the head of those first three, they're the ones that are trying to bring in the one world government. And that Google, I believe their worth is over $1 trillion. No other corporation's ever had that kind of power. Well, now who would back up for that kind of money? Let's go right down the line here. We'll be naming people from now on. Is there anybody that would stand up, albeit I think Ted Cruz said they've got a lawsuit, United States, against whatever his name is at Google for what they're doing with the First Amendment, free speech. They're openly going against our Bill of Rights because they've got the money. Now, not just Democrats. I'll put Democrats at the top of the list. But there are plenty of Republicans that would sell their souls for that kind of money. Amen. Plenty of them. All of these politicians will, majority. Unless you got a politician who's about as rich as they are. Like our president. That doesn't take money, he gives money. And you see what he's done before he ever became president. The man's been helping people for a long time. Anyway, these cursed children which have forsaken the right way. Now, to forsake the right way is just to leave it in the trail, leave it in the dust, to never come back to it. And that's where this country is right now, forsaken the right way. This country used to have a little smattering of what the right way was when it had respect for the Bible. And we did used to have that. And even the average guy on the street, whether he went to church or not, he did have respect for the Bible and respect for anybody that served the Lord. Used to have that. No more. Not at all. They've forsaken the right way, and they're anxious to curse God. And they are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. Now, I don't know about Balaam. Numbers chapter 22. I tend to think that Balaam was a false prophet of the true God. And I know this. You can't fault anything that Balaam actually said. But it wasn't what he said, it was what he did. And there are lots of people that say right. Watch this political correctness stuff. But it's what they do. Lots of people say, I heard one the other night, some colonel, a retired colonel of the army. Why would a military person be in favor of the Democrat Party that destroys the military? Must be. Because our military, Obama, destroyed it. They didn't have bullets. Didn't have fuel to fly the flights, the jets. President Trump has rebuilt it to a level it's never been to before. So you say, this woman running says she's a jet fighter pilot, Marine. Why would she be against Donald Trump, who has built the military up like that? Is she going to go with Joe Biden, with the Democrats, that every time they're in, they destroy the military? I don't understand that. Well, people say one thing, and they do another. Anyway, that's what Balaam did. But he was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass, I've always said this, if the Lord can use one of them to get his message across, he can surely use me. Speaking with man's voice. Now, do donkeys talk? No. Snakes don't talk. But I know one that did. I know a donkey that did. And the snake in the Garden of Eden talked. And this donkey talked. And this donkey talked the message of God. Speaking with man's voice, forbade the madness of the prophet. You know, we ought to always rethink what we're doing. I'm preaching to me. I said we. I didn't say you. I said we. You can get in a fit and a fever. Y'all believe it or not, but I can get that way. Don't laugh at me. But you ought to analyze what you're doing. That's why I don't like to be called on to make, unless it's an emergency, to make a big decision right now. I want some time to weigh on it. Weigh it, pray about it, consider it. I'm not going to be pushed to it. You go to some place and they want to sell you something. You got to make a deal now. Let me tell you about a deal. There's always a deal. You don't have to take this deal right now. There's plenty more of them. Wait on it. Because they'll sign you up for low, easy lifetime payments. That's what a lot of these you notice they're advertising now, these timeshares. There's lawyer firms making a living off of getting people out of those timeshares. Well, you go somewhere, of course, it's kind of different now, this China virus, but you go to the Smokies and somebody says, come and we'll give you 10 silver dollars or give you a certificate to get a meal. Well, you have to go and listen to their spiel. And it probably take you an hour or so to listen to that spiel. And they'll get you into the frame of mind, and we want to sell you a timeshare. Now, you've never seen anything this good. Now, do y'all like to go on vacation? Yeah. Well, how would you like to have your vacation spot preset for you? You don't even have to go dig up a motel room or nothing. Well, we've got these brand new timeshare apartments, and you pay for the time that you use it, and you've got that same time every year. Oh, you know what? We might be able to do that. Yeah. But what they don't tell you is that's for life. You can't even get rid of it when you die. They've got it set up that tight. And come to find out, I can't take my vacation this year. There it goes. And you have to pay monthly fees on it and all that stuff. So, but they talked you into it right in the heat of the moment, and you made a decision right then. That's why they've got that lemon law that you've got so many hours to say no. Anyway, think about what you're doing. That donkey spoke with a man's voice and said, stop it. He forbade, that's forbid, past tense, the madness of the prophet. The prophet done gone crazy. And what did he do? Rather than listen to God's messenger, he took his rod and beat that donkey. Knocked that donkey down and down. It was said, and if I had a sword, I'd use it against you. All that donkey was doing was telling him what God wanted him to hear. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with the tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. And see, that makes me think that Balaam wasn't a true prophet. He was mingling with them, with the people of God, but he was undermining the message of God and the people of God. And that's the trouble about mingling. Got to watch that mingling. God's against that mingling. Not that we're better than anybody else, but we sure are different. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, see, wells without water. A well, don't you even like to see those old wells with the old oaken bucket, you know? They just look at good well water. Well, you put that bucket down there and you draw that thing up. It's got frogs and mud in it. You don't want it. It presented a false picture. Clouds that are carried with a tempest. A tempest is a storm. You ever hear about a tempest in a teapot? That's a making a lot of do about nothing. Tempest in a teapot wouldn't be too dangerous. But a tempest out on the ocean is. And these clouds, now what's a cloud do? A cloud's supposed to carry rain. And that's good. You need water? That's good. But don't bring no water. To whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. That cloud just gone. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure. If something or somebody is alluring, they're tempting you, they're seducing you. They speak great swelling words of vanity. They allure through the lust of the flesh. What do you think Jezebel was trying to do when she dialed herself up, put on all that foo-foo juice, and here comes Jehu. She says, "Yoo-hoo!" She's trying to allure Jehu. He said, "Who's on the Lord's side? Throw her down." And they threw her down. She wasn't able to accomplish that with Jehu. Anyway, and through much wantonness. Wantonness is just indiscriminate carrying on. Wanton destruction. Indiscriminate, just rim racking. Or a woman or a man wanton in their lust. Those that were clean escaped from them who live in error. Now that word is error. If you see E-R-R, it's err. While they promise them liberty. That's what you're hearing right now. We're going to take away your First and Second Amendments. And we're going to free you up. We're going to give you this free and that free and this free. I like the thing said Donald Trump wants to give you free things. Free speech. Freedom of religion. And all of that list of freedoms. They promised them liberty. Oh, you need to let us in office there. Because we're going to do it right. If you've listened to what that woman has said, she's going to be if he wins, she's going to be the president. And it won't take long, it won't be long about it. As soon as he gets elected president, they'll start running a campaign to give him a psychological exam because he's losing it. And then they'll swear her in as president, and she's the most liberal woman in all of Washington. She's a slut and everything else you can say about her. And she's promising us liberty, just like Pelosi and all that. Look at what they've done in their own state of California. Look at the stuff running in the streets. They do nothing about it. Look at the people living in tent cities. That's what they've got. And that's what they're promising for this whole country. And especially, they're going to take away the First and Second Amendments, if not many more of them. The First Amendment is the first one we ought to be concerned about. Congress shall make no law with respect to the establishment of religion and the free exercise thereof. And our freedom of speech shall not be impaired. They're promising liberty, and they're going to deliver death. Oh, incidentally, they're already trying to form a committee that if they all get elected, it's going to be a truth and something else committee, that anybody that was blatantly following after Trump, they're going to be called before that committee to give account of themselves and to have to be re-educated. What does that sound like? Russia, China, North Korea? They're doing it right now, folks. They themselves are the servants of corruption, and they are. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. Whatever's overcome you, that's who you belong to. That's who you're a slave to. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. Same thing Jesus taught with an illustration of the demons. The man's demons went out from him, and his house was cleaned and swept and garnished. And the demons that left said, look what he's got now. He's got a good clean house, plenty of room in there. Let's go back. And many, many more demons went back in his house. And Jesus says the end of that man was worse than the beginning. And I think he was talking about a religious experience. And I think that's what's going on here. This fellow had a religious experience and kind of got cleaned up. But now he's back worse than ever. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, then after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. Now, I don't believe this is talking about somebody losing their salvation. But they knew. They got the message. And they were receiving it. And then they turned from it and went right back and became even worse than they were before. No, they weren't saved. But it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness. Well, how so? Well, you know, God, when God judges, he judges according to righteousness. And they'll be judged according to their works. Everybody's not going to be judged with the same judgment. Those that didn't commit the murders and the rapes and the robberies and all of that were somewhat decent people, won't be judged as harshly as those who did all that. So that's what he's talking about. That's why I've said it before. Sometimes people are hurt by going to church because they hear the truth. And the more truth you hear, the more responsible you become. And I think that's what he's talking about here. But it has happened unto them, according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again. See, it never did cease being a dog. And the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. You see it every now and then, a cartoon or maybe actually at State Fair. There's a pink pig just as clean with a pink ribbon around its neck, toenails polished and just looking. And then see it 10 minutes from now. It runs just as fast as it can get to the water, to the hog water, the mire, the mud. And a dog, I know you think your dog is human, but it's not. It really isn't. You watch how your dog greets other dogs, and it'll remind you. And you watch your dog, what it eats. There's others that do that. I mean, gorillas, that's what they do. They regurgitate it and lick it up again. And dogs will do the same thing, and dogs will eat some of the other stuff. But here's a problem. There's not a problem with a sow hog. There's not a problem with a dog. A dog is a dog. And they act accordingly. You may train some of it out of them, or for a while, as appearance looks like it. But they're still a dog. And you give it, clean up a hog, you haven't made a domesticated animal out of it. It's still a hog. A snake. I hear people talking lovingly about their pet snake. Just let their dog or their cat or their kid come around that snake when it can get to them and it's hungry. And you'll find out how domesticated you've made that snake. I don't see why in the world anybody would want to keep snakes in their house. I mean, to me, you'd want to run them out of your house, you know, until you can get the hole and chop the head off. Just don't want them in there. But a snake doing what a snake does, there's nothing wrong with it. We just have to act accordingly around them. That a snake does what a snake does. And you know what a snake will do? It'll bite you. If it's got fangs and it's got poison, it'll inject it into you. It doesn't care what it does to you. If you die, if you go blind, if you lose your arms and legs, you get in the water. And you play with sharks. Sharks are killing machines. And they might bite your leg or your arm off or your head off. Bite you in too. And it happens all the time. People say, well, it was just I was in their territory. Well, you idiots, stay out of their territory. There's nothing that forces me to get into a shark's territory. Not planning on getting there. I don't have anything against sharks. Sharks serve a purpose. I've never eaten a shark steak. They say they're pretty good. But I mean, I don't have anything against sharks. But a shark is a shark. A barracuda is a barracuda. You know, they're all. And these people are proving what they are by their actions, by their fruit. You shall know them. All right. Let's